It's time for Cotton Incorporated's weekly cotton market commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland. This week's commentary after this for Cotton Incorporated.
This is the perfect shirt. If I had more than one of this shirt, world domination.
This coat's definitely a keeper. I could pass it on to my kids if I want to.
It's perfect for warm weather and cool weather, so I take it everywhere.
I met the love of my life in these pants. I wear them everywhere I go. They're like a second skin.
It's my favorite because it's easy to take care of.
It's my favorite because it keeps me dry.
They're my favorite because they're cotton.
It's cotton.
They're cotton.
Cotton. It's your favorite for a reason. Check the label. Learn why at thefabricofourlives.com.
Going into Friday's trading, cotton prices had eased higher in five of the prior six sessions, and there was a bit of a good feeling from a number of the speculators that the market would move higher, but the bulk of the speculators were still short, and a few shorts had cashed out of the market, however, but the bulls were feeling their oats a little bit too much through all the light trading in those six sessions. They had taken prices higher, and one report even had cotton safely at 58 cents and moving higher and to challenge 60 cents. But then on Friday's trading, triple-digit losses across the board as fears of Chinese selling exploded once again. The 60 million bales of Chinese reserve stocks, and that's about 4.5 times the U.S. 2015 crop, and that's about 60 million bales. That's some 16 times the U.S. carryover. And I think the narrow 5 cent trading ranges is likely to prevail until and unless Mother Nature decides some changes are in order during the fast approaching planting season here in the Northern Hemisphere. Granted, the Chinese are paying an exorbitant amount to store 60 million bales of cotton, but they've been doing it. Their reserve stocks also are both old, 4 years and better, and they're below strict low bitter inch, the 16th staple. So therefore, their best quality is at best below average compared to what stocks are out there in the world. If something gets cheap enough, we'll all buy it. And China has lost much of its yarn business because Chinese mills couldn't make money if they were buying the non-competitive Chinese state cotton, and they just ceased operations rather than access that government cotton. Assuming the Chinese government lowers the price, and they will, then stocks are going to boom. The question becomes, will the Chinese allow that cotton to also go into the export market? And that's what really sits on top of prices, whether or not they will reach the export market. Yet it's unlikely they will, because if they offer cotton for export, it will make the exporting mills just that competitive to the Chinese mills over time. And the Chinese mills have already suffered so much that it's just not likely they will add to that problem, because it limits their ability, or would limit the ability of their program to sell cotton. The rumor of the week, so to speak, was that, and it's a good rumor, it's logical, I guess I should say, but it's still the rumor of the week, that they'll probably sell some 10 to 12 million bales a year out of the stocks for about a five-year period in order to disappear those stocks. But the background to this is that the world supply of high-quality stocks just continues to shrink, and the coincidence this year is probably going to work in favor of the U.S. grower, given his intentions to plant 9.4 million acres. Now, understanding I am a recent convert to the fact that U.S. plantings will reach that high, you know, December is down considerably from when we thought we'd plant 9.1, yet plantings ideas seem to grow. And it's just basically that the variable cost of cotton compared to other costs, it just tends to favor cotton. And also that the world needs this boost in supply of high-quality stocks, and the U.S. is positioned to benefit from that simply because we're the only major producer with quality stocks that is going to be able to harvest in 2016. The Southern Hemisphere countries, Brazil and Australia, will be where the quality comes from, but they're not back in the fields again from a harvest standpoint until 2017. As we continue to look through the export markets, and exports are increasing, and they should, given that the price is below 60 cents, our total export commitments today to running over 7 million bales compared with about 9 million bales last year at this time. But nonetheless, we're on track to meet the USDA estimates. Total shipments are actually ahead of the schedule to meet the USDA estimates. And again, that should not be that unexpected given that New York is down below 60 cents.
You've been listening to the weekly Cotton Market Commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland, brought to you by Cotton Incorporated. Find out more online at allagnews.com.